concept. We work with a natural live light source, matches. Light functions here as both revelation and threat. It evokes a horror film atmosphere while opening a philosophical field in which to illuminate also means to ignite. Before beginning, a few words about peat. One of the most frequent ecological catastrophes in the Baltic region is peat fires, slow subterranean smoldering that can spread across many acres for months. These fires are almost impossible to extinguish by human means. They gradually destroy a valuable local resource that takes thousands of years to form, releasing massive amounts of carbon dioxide, damaging ecosystems, and suffocating life above the ground. Script: a wide circular space, dim light. The audience enters. As the room settles, a complete blackout. 4 minutes and 33 seconds of total darkness. Sound only. Someone tries to strike a match. It fails again and again. The sound continues, increasingly irritating, for several minutes. Finally, a match ignites. It reveals a distorted, uncanny figure holding the flame in a bare hand. The light exposes only this body. The match burns down to the skin. It goes out. One by one, other figures light their matches. They are dressed in distorted, futuristic, post-human forms. Each flame illuminates only its own body, briefly, then disappears. Darkness again. Then a voice emerges. I don't know how long you can pretend that the ground beneath you is not hungry. Every step you take is memorized. Someone is watching you from below. The text is spoken in as if from underground. A low male voice, filtered as though coming through layers of peat. Suddenly, everyone strikes a match at the same time. Slowly, they stand. The accumulated light reveals a wider space. A field, a pile, a surface covered in peat becomes visible.